You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Kenny Chapman, the owner and CEO of the Blue Collar Success Group, a company that offers personalized solutions to everyday challenges fellow business owners experience. Mr. Chapman, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's an honor to be here. I'm really excited.
Yeah, great to have you out. Looking forward to hearing from you and the Blue Collar Success Group and what is it that you do. So, for starters, how do you design your business to serve your life to kick things off today?
Well, Eric, I started out in 1994. My entrepreneur journey began and basically started out as a dead broke drain cleaner. And previous to that, I'd been in the military, and the military taught me a lot. But one of the most valuable things was I needed to be in some sort of incentive-based program. I was a great soldier, and I watched crappy soldiers get promoted right alongside me, and it didn't make sense. So once I got out, I went, there's got to be a way. And I found my opportunity through buying a little small drain cleaning business and starting in the truck with no skill and no really business being in business, beating my head against the wall to a point where I said, this doesn't make sense, and I'm going to go do something else. That was the only thing I'd ever done as an entrepreneur. And I was fortunate enough that I wasn't born into the trades, or this wasn't, you know, a generation thing, or my father was a plumber. It was like, I'm trying to find a better way for my life. This isn't serving it, so I'm going to do something else. That was 2 years in, Eric, and I met with a mentor, and he said, cool, go do something else. But until you find that next thing, be the absolute best you can be at this, what you're doing now. Now, all of our listeners today go, oh, wow, great thought, Kenny. Of course we know that. But I want you to really think about, are you playing completely full out? And what I realized is I wasn't. And then what I found is I'm a passionate guy. And if I'm not living in passion, then my life doesn't work real well. And I got passionate about building people and systems and marketing and creating the best plumbing business and, you know, in Western Colorado at the time that became a national role model and all those different types of things. So I went to a point where I was getting kicked in the gut so much. And when this doesn't make sense, a business either serves your life or your life serves your business, the choice is yours.
And you hit it right on target. The choice is certainly ours, no doubt about that. Now, what are some pointers for effectively systemizing your business?
So, you know, Eric, when it comes to systemization, you've got to eliminate the kind of the fallacy. Everybody thinks systematizing business is this massive, you know, undertaking. And it's a big project, but it's one bit at a time. Now, there's really three things I want you to think about to improve your systemization. Number one, your ego. Set it aside. Most of us as thought leaders, as business leaders, as entrepreneurs, as people that want to start companies, we've got a lot of ego, and we want to win, and we want to be on top, and we want to make the right decisions. When you're systematizing, the system is the answer, not you anymore. So you got to put your ego aside and truly want it. Number two, you've got to get clear with delegation. So a lot of us, again, we like to be the end. I was the best salesperson. I was the best communicator. I was the best this. Now I've got team. I've got to effectively delegate it because you can't be all things to all people. And lastly, you've got to change your mindset. You've really got to realize, you know, I'm in the creating self-managing companies business. That's what we do as a coaching group at Blue Collar. And you can't have a self-managing business if you're involved in all the decisions going on. And many of you online are going, I don't have enough time. And I get asked the same question all the time, yet you're still not in the mindset to go, a system will solve this. That's the shift that needs to happen, Eric.
And Kenny, what is the key to employee retention? That is so important. Love to hear your take on that.
Two things. Number one, most of us on the line have this one, but you've got to really draw it out. Number one, true care. You truly need to care about people. Like, I mean, when I was in the plumbing business, I just sold my company after 24 years last year. I sold it to my operating partner. And I remember a national magazine wrote a column about our business, and it was entitled, It's About People, Not Plumbing. See, I built a people business, and our product was plumbing and heating. So I think we've really got to get clear that you're in the people business. I don't care what your product is. And most of us go, yeah, I love my team. Okay, okay. But now the second thing is it might be there and underlying, and this has happened to me, where I know it, so surely they know it. No, you've got to, number one, truly care. Number two, focus on them and build it into your time to make sure that you're loving them, that you're hugging on them, because the fact is there's labor shortages all over the place, an amazing economy. And right now, if you're not taking care of them, there are 10 of your competitors that are willing to take care of them as we speak.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Kenny Chapman, the owner and CEO of the Blue Collar Success Group, a company that offers personalized solutions to everyday challenges fellow business owners experience, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Chapman, why has recruiting superstar employees become so difficult, and what can we do about it?
Well, the fact of the matter is, they're certainly, when we're talking about superstars, it's a different avatar, it's a different mindset, it's a different shift. Therefore, you really need to get clarity. And like at Blue Collar, we've got a superstar avatar worksheet where we have clients go through and really, what exactly is this person thinking, doing, you know, where are they at? Where are they spending time? And then what's your magnet? So I want you to focus on magnets when you think about retention and recruiting. What do magnets do? They attract things. What else do magnets do? They repel. Most of us have this generalization of going, wow, I'd love to have superstars. Wow, in what capacity? Oh, whatever capacity. I just want a great team. No, the people that are killing it, that are scaling all over the U.S., Canada, and Australia where we work, are the people going, I know exactly who we are. I know exactly who I want. And I'm going to go after that. If I'm a baseball player and I'm looking for a home run hitter, I'm not probably looking for the guy that steals the most bases in a season. I know exactly what I'm looking for, where I'm going to go statistically. Therefore, I'm going to attract it, and I'm going to be able to take better care of them, Eric, because now superstars know they're superstars. It's like a real estate market. It's a buying market for superstars. They can pick where they want to work. So we've got to look at entire packages, and it's not, with millennials coming up, it's not just money and vacation. It's flexibility. It's being in the know. It's understanding the vision. It's being a part of something. All those are coming into play bigger than ever.
And I appreciate how you worded that and stated that. Good stuff there. Now, what advice would you give fellow entrepreneurs who are having a hard time because they are too busy working in their businesses to work on their businesses?
Absolutely. Great book Michael Gerber wrote years ago called The E-Myth Revisited, and I loved it so much I became a certified E-Myth consultant after reading that book. And Gerber used to talk about, you know, working on it versus in it. When you're at the E-Myth Academy back then, he's since sold it and moved on, but he had hats that he would have you wear, and on the front it said in it, and on the back it said on it. And what it did is it just completely trained you. Say, go back to your office and wear this hat. And when I was answering the phones, then I was having a CSR job, which way back then it was probably a $7-$8 an hour job. But as the owner, I'm working in the business as a call taker at a $7 an hour position back then. Now I look over strategically and go, okay, now I'm going to work on my marketing plan, or I have an advertising meeting. Okay, flip the hat around. Now I'm going to work on it. Okay, so you got to get clarity of really you're doing all of those at the time now, but you're not realizing how much you're being sucked in. And when you're in it, that's when you realize you have no freedom. When you're in it, you're doing a job that most everybody else can do. Because if you're a leader, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a visionary, you have the responsibility to get out of it, because people need to be in it. They need you to embrace your unique ability to get out of being in it so you can work on it and create the vision, strategy, opportunity for those that need to be in it, because that's 97% of the market.
Mr. Chapman, great energy. Certainly anyone would love to borrow that at any point, and we can't thank you enough for joining us here today on the program. Where can listeners get all the details on the Blue Collar Success Group and also be in touch accordingly?
Absolutely. Look for us on Facebook, the Blue Collar Success Group, and also thebluecollarsuccessgroup.com, thebluecollarsuccessgroup.com. We thank you for having me, Eric. It's always a pleasure.
And certainly has been our pleasure. All the best, and thanks again for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Mr. Kenny Chapman, owner and CEO of the Blue Collar Success Group, a company that offers personalized solutions to everyday challenges fellow business owners experience. And for further details, visit thebluecollarsuccessgroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.